Everyone, and welcome to Manic Monday. You know, if you're new around here, let me tell you what you're in for. Listening to the 8-Bit Geek is sort of like the poop you take in the morning after a long night of eating Chipotle.
Oh, no.
It's painful. Oh, no. Usually takes about 15 to 30 minutes. And when it's finally over, the sense of relief is unlike anything you've experienced. My name's Jeremy, and with me today are two men who frequently poop together on the same toilet.
Man, that's a hell of a commute. Who goes to whose house? I do have the bidet, by the way. So I'm Kevin, so I assume he'd come to my house.
I'm Doug. We don't poop together. That part's not true, but everything else rang very true.
We do FaceTime when we poop each other.
The Chipotle aspect of it is very true. One of the reasons why I love Chipotle is that one, it's good. It's good. It tastes delicious. And then two, I always feel like it just cleanses out my system when I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a good way to go to the doctor without going to the doctor.
That's right.
Seriously.
It's like you know, when you have like surgeries and they make you drink that shit to like clean out your, you know, when you have to. Surgeries, or if you guys will experience this soon because you're old, when they have to go up your butt to check to make sure that you don't have any like polyps in your anus, make you drink this drink to like clean out your butthole. It's kind of like Chipotle. That's what it does.
I just opt out
for the Chipotle version then, please.
I would like to name my my first band that, by the way, polyps in my anus.
Polyps in my anus.
That's got to be taken. It's 2021. People have not had. There's so many bands out there now.
That intro was submitted by Sean Subside. So it's second week in a row he's written one. Like I said, if anybody would like to write one, I will read it on air. It is it's fun. So you can have your chance to get a shout out and have your written material right here. I mean, essentially you'd be published, and so you could go and apply to be a writer in Hollywood. That's how, and put it on your resume. I wrote for the 8-bit geek.
For the 8-bit geek.
So no big deal.
We'll get you a t-shirt too, but it's $25.
I wrote for the 8-bit geek.
It'll be in like Times New Roman.
Let's be Comic Sans, just a really.
Yeah, Comic Sans. Or we could just do, I was an intern for 8-Bit Geek.
Oh, man.
That'd like be that. Cool.
Would be fun. So today is, I mean, it's fun that we get to talk to each other.
Yeah.
That sounded like it was forced. I guess it's fun that we get to talk to each other. All right. What do you have to say? Come on.
I was going to say that while it's fun to talk to each other, it's sad because of the fact that the biggest thing going on right now is the devastation of Hurricane Ida.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like 16 years to the day from Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fucking nuts, man. This is now from what I read just before we went on air is that, New Orleans and the surrounding areas have completely lost power.
Yes.
And get this, like it was a catastrophic failure, and I didn't know what and how bad it was until my wife was like, cause I told my wife that I was like, they're completely out of power. And they said, they use the word catastrophe. So that's gotta be bad. And so she told me that they were reporting on it. And the main line that comes across the river that supplies them power, the entire, like, I don't know what it's called. This is a big power, whatever, has fallen into the river.
Oh, wow.
And so they're saying that it would be months before they could fix it. And that's insane.
Man.
Yeah. So it's been real wild, man. And then I saw that this is a more powerful hurricane than Katrina as well, due mm-hmm. to the global warming crisis. And I saw some idiot on Twitter respond and like posted these Category 5 hurricanes from the past, and they're like, "Oh, I guess the crisis is happening all back then too." And I didn't respond, but I was like, you're a fucking idiot. It didn't become that powerful until it got closer. Like, the intensity of it and how fast it became so powerful has never been seen before on record. Like, this is the first time that we've seen like a storm
in modern history, in modern times,
this much power so quickly due to the global warming. So real crazy stuff. I guess there's not much to say other than, well, I mean, there's a lot to say, but we don't want to bum everyone out. But, you know, we just thoughts and prayers out to all the families that are affected by this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've got friends, thankfully, at least as of a few hours ago, they posted that they're safe on Facebook. But I mean, it's going to be an hourly thing at this point. I just hope you all stay safe. I hope you're staying safe, and just take care of each other. Take care of your community. A lot of people are going to need help right now. And if you're not in New Orleans, if there's any way you can, you know, I'm sure there will be, Blue Cross or Red Cross, like donations and everything like that. I mean, if this is going to be worse than Katrina, I mean, those folks are in for a hell of a ride, and I really hope that it's not going to be as bad. Like, ultimately, I hope that FEMA or whoever can get out there as soon as possible and start helping folks. But I mean, we're still in the thick of it right now. So, I mean, at least as of this recording, so hopefully it gets better by this time, but yeah, we're thinking of you guys. Hope you guys are well. Yeah. And if you're a listener, stay safe.
The levees, I mean, the levees didn't break, so that's great, but the water was, there was so much that it just went right over the levees.
Wow.
Hopefully it held back enough that it didn't flood everything. So we'll see some damage coming out of it soon enough, I'm sure. But yeah, goddamn, this storm was so strong that it reversed the fucking flow of the Mississippi River.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, man, I just fucking saw it. That's insanity. Like, in it, you know how wide that river is and how big it is.
That's, yeah.
Pushing a lot of water in the opposite direction.
For real, man. That's insane. Insane. Golly. It kind of makes you wonder. And I just, I hope that our storms from, you know, Kansas City down to here, they're just getting worse and worse. I think we talked about it a month or two ago, but fuck it. It scares me to be like, to think, you know, what the storms will look like soon enough, you know?
Yeah,
in these times,
there comes a point, man. People just have to admit they're wrong and fucking turn this around, because we can't go. It can't go any longer with the way it is. People just need to realize this. This isn't some fluke. This hasn't been some fluke for the last 20 years that we, you know, people have been, you know, calling BS. This is real life, and this is really happening. Take care of each other. Do what you can. Just take care of each other.
In other better news, I told the guys, because we all got together, guys and girls, last night to play 8-Bit Saga, which was fun.
Yeah.
And I told Doug and all them that I was going to rent a theater out in December, if the theaters are open, to go see Spider-Man, because that's something that I don't want to miss in the theaters. Like, and that'll be the first time that I'll go back, but I'm renting that bitch out.
So
that should be fun.
It's, I went to, that's the way I saw Tenet when everything was still shady. And honestly, man, it felt refreshing, especially like having a theater to yourselves. And like, at least the Cinemark by our place had it where you can invite up to 20 friends. So, and they'll space everyone out, obviously. I mean, I think by this point, they're probably going to be a little bit more lax, especially in Texas. But I mean, 20 people in a theater is beautiful, especially for a movie like Spider-Man, where you don't have to worry about some asshole, unless you guys are the assholes, but you don't have to worry about some asshole ruining it while you're trying to watch it.
I'm curious to know how many they let in, right? Because here it says, I'm looking at the Cinemark website and it's not saying anything. It says laughing with your friends and family. But I guess maybe there's not a, limit, you know?
I guess you can maybe not. Well, I mean, this was when I saw Tenet. I mean, we were deep in quarantine.
Up to 20 guests.
Oh, okay.
If so it's more than 20 guests, then you have to go to a private premium screening. So how much is a you have to get a quote for a premium. Oh, God.
Oh, is that for like the IMAX ones and stuff?
No, that's just if you have a larger party than 20, then they make you do a premium private screening.
I can see that. That may be by like corporate fees at that point, you know, like they think no one's got over 20 friends. Yeah. So, yeah, at that point, you're running a LLC.
Yeah. So, yeah, I invited all of them and stuff like that. So, and so I thought it'd be really fun to have a little party with everybody. And I said that I would. Who's the care? Okay, Kev, maybe you know this one. I don't know if Doug would because we're so old. Do you remember one of the Wayans brothers dressing up like he was a superhero in the movie?
Yeah, that was Blank Man. Blank Man. It was Damon Wayans.
That's right. Blank
Man. That was filmed in my old neighborhood.
All I had was the vision of me in like that suit, but with Lysol on my hip and like spraying down the entire theater when I bust through. I'm like, pa-pow! All the way. Oh, man. All the way.
I got to see Damon Wayans as a kid. He was in character. He was in his suit. We were like standing on the side. It was so dope. They filmed. I got to see one of the scenes they used in the movie. It was like right at the beginning where a cop was like slamming some guy on the hood of the car. Uh-huh. I was there for the filming of that. Like I was a little kid, like across the street watching with a bunch of other people. And while awesome. That was going on, he was just, you know, he was in his costume, but he was not in the shot. He was just kind of like just there.
Oh, speaking of filming, Doug.
Yes.
They are transforming all of the main road of the stockyards into 1883 because they're filming a Western prequel to the hit show Yellowstone.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
And so all the buildings have been transformed back to their original state. Signs are up and they've replaced the sidewalk brick they've covered them with old timey, you know, and then they're in the next week or two, they're laying dirt down the entire thing in order to make it look just like it was in the past. And Sam Elliott is in town along.
Yeah, he was spotted in Weatherford the other day, which is like 20 minutes away. That's what we were talking about that during Saga, and it was like, let's go fucking Weatherford and find Sam Elliott.
Hell yeah, dude, that'd be awesome.
Who else is in town? Tim McGraw, along with a whole bunch of slew of other actors who are going to be the main characters in this show. And it is a prequel to Yellowstone, and it tells the history of the family and how Yellowstone National Park, I mean Yellowstone Ranch came to be and stuff like that. And that's an amazing show. If anybody hasn't watched it, I really started it on a whim because I was like, I love some Kevin Costner, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he's absolutely fantastic. And I was like, him on the porch with a gun, like it just looks cool. And it ended up being one of my favorite shows that I have watched in recent history, in recent memory. So I don't know if either of you guys have checked it out, but it's fucking awesome.
I have not, but I've wanted to. What streaming service is that on?
It's Plex. On Plex. It's
on, okay, well, fair enough. Also, I'm sorry, I missed this. Was it now this new season? Is it going to be a standalone show, or is it going to be just the next season, like how they're doing, like Fargo? You know how they did like different timelines.
So Yellowstone has a season 4 coming. They're done filming. Oh, okay. And then this one is going to be called 1883, and it's a prequel. So it's a standalone show.
Oh, okay, cool. Fair enough. So I'm sure if somebody wanted to get into it, they could probably start there and just get like, I mean, obviously there'll be things that'll be like callbacks, but I mean, I don't think it'll be necessary to actually watch all four seasons of Yellowstone, I would assume.
You could catch up and, real quick, cause you'll get hooked. Like you'll watch the first episode and you'll be like, oh shit. Because it's not what you think it is. And I could just say that. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. It's fucking intense, man. So it's really good. It's about aliens.
Aliens, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's if it's not what I think it is, then it's got to be aliens.
It's got a slew of actors, Doug, that would just make you fart.
Wow. Like Chipotle.
Chipotle incarnate.
Yeah. It has... oh shit, what's his name? Yellowstone. Let me look it up.
His name is Yellowstone. Okay,
and so it's amazing because of the fact that I don't know what the hell Sam Elliott's going to do. Maybe play his own grandfather? Like he's going to play his own family member. It's got Cole Hauser in it. And if you remember him, he was from Too Fast, Too Furious. He was in Dazed and Confused, Good Will Hunting. And like those are his big things. But he's a actor that was always a bad guy. And he always like, you always like, his face was just like, oh, that's, he always will be typecast as a bad guy. And in this show, you didn't even know it was him. And he's such a badass.
Wait, what's his name again?
Cole Hauser.
I'm trying to look him up.
I'm looking at photos of him. I don't even recognize him.
Yeah, I don't really recognize him, but.
Oh, maybe you would like without the beard, like the younger.
I see him without a beard too. And I still don't really know.
Man, I remember him. He was just, he's always played the bad guy and stuff.
Ah, but he looks like a douchebag. So it works. I mean, like in a bad guy kind of way. Not saying.
But he plays a badass cowboy.
Like Rutger Hauer, you look at him and you're like, yeah, that guy's a villain.
Right.
But anyhoozle, that's my. I just think it's cool that they're changing everything out and it's becoming this huge set. And I'm such a sucker for that stuff. You know, I went down and took photos of the set when they were doing Prison Break and stuff. So I'll probably end up doing the same thing for this.
Yeah. That'd be cool. To see like, and especially I hope they keep it up for a little bit so people can kind of just take a tour of it.
No, it's only approved through September when they're shooting. That thing is such a tourist attraction. They want that money back. So they're not going to keep it up. They're like, nope, let's go.
No. So, I mean, it still has that old rustic look to it. It's really
cool for sure. Yeah, I remember you guys taking me there. It was cool. It still had like the brick roads at points, right? Didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So other than that, tomorrow we've got our top five Tuesday. We're going to be going over our top five favorite reboots, not remakes, but reboots. So
movies.
Until then for movies. So until then, I'm Jeremy.
Reboots, remakes, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
I'm sorry, I'm Doug, yeah.
All right, until then.